We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning 10 lines from the top. The Mishnah said that if it gets dark and you have your wallet with you and you don't want to lose your wallet, so there's a few different etzes. You give it to a non-Jew. If there's no non-Jew, you could put it on your chamar. And if there's no chamar, you can give it to a cheresh or a shoyto or a katan. So Gemara is going to say, what's halacha if you don't have either of these? Ein sham loy nachri, v'loy chamar, v'loy cheresh, v'loy shoyto, loy katan mai. If you don't have a non-Jew or a chamor or a cheresh shayt v'katan, what should you do? Is there any heterim? Om Rav Yitzchak, oida cheresh haisa, there is one other heter, le'rotsu chachamim le'galoisa. But the chachamim didn't want to tell anyone about it, because we'll see in a second why. They didn't want to tell anyone this heter. Zok to Gemara, my oida cheresh haisa, what was this other heter that they didn't want to be megal, they didn't want to tell anyone about? Me'lichoi pokois pokois medal ramas. That you could be moilichid pachos pachos dal rabbis. Halacha is that you're not allowed to make a kiruv anocha and take something in shes rabbim for 4 amos. But if every 4 amos you stop and then you start again, so less than 4 amos, so then you're not really being metatal dal rabbis at one time. So that should be mutter, and that's another heter. But the chum didn't want to tell us about it. Why not? Meshum says in the pasuk, kavoid elikim has their davar. For covet of Hashem, you could hide something. But for the covet of Ashirim, that you should not hide anything. If don't for someone's a chashav, it's something that you're supposed to say, and just it's going to be pagim in a covet of a Asher, that you could say over. But in a Hashem, if someone's going to be pagay in the covet of Hashem, that you should hide. Which covered the lekim we're referring to here that you want to hide. Dilma also la suri dal amas rabim. There's a chashash if you allow this, you're going to come to carry dal amas rabim. Therefore, they did not want to publicize this halacha to the masses and tell them the latter do pachas ochas dal amas. Because if yes, they're going to land up carrying dal amas straight without stopping, without doing it the right way. Therefore, they did not want megala this etza. You're going to ask me the gemara is megala to us lemaisa. So what it means to say is that, you know, anyone learning Gemara is a big enough Talmud Chacham that he'll know that he has to do it in this way. But they didn't want to publicize it in Meferish and Mishnah because that more people know, the Hamayin Am know that, and therefore they're going to come to this Isser of to carry Dal Amas Rishas Rabba. Zok to Gemara Vayta, Tanya. Rav Lezer Amar Boi V'yom Got Shusa. Now Boi V'yom was the day that we had earlier in the Masechta. That was the day they went up to the Aliyah of Hananiah ben Chizkiah. He was there working on Sefer Yecheskel, and they saw that there was a lot of Tamid Chama there, so they made a Gzeira, and they came out Lalach Lamaisa on the Yud Ches Dava, 18 things. One of the 18 things were, like the Gemara says in Daf Yud Zayin Abayis, was that Noisin Kisei Lenochri, that you give your wallet to a guy instead of doing Pachis Pachis Dal Rama. So that day, they said, they made a siyog, they made a gedder, and they said that you cannot use this heter of pachis, pachis, pachis when you have, pachis dal ramis, when you have a goy to give it to. So Tanya, Rezan, Boi B'yayim, Gotchu saw, they made a beautiful gewaldige gzeris, and it was like they overpiled a measure. They made a beautiful big measure. That's what Rav Eliezer said. Rav Yeshua, Boi B'yayim, Machu saw, that day they flattened out the measuring cup. It wasn't so good. And the reason is, Rabbi Yezah held, look, they made a gather, they made a lot of gedarm that day, and that's very good. That's like a very big measuring cup. They were marbe different gzeris in Klal Yisrael. But Rabbi Yeshua held, no, that it wasn't so good they were marbe this gzeris. And what's the reason? Because sometimes you're not going to trust a guy. This is what Rashi learns. You're not going to trust a guy. And therefore, you're going to come carry yourself regular in the Shizrabim. Even though if you would have given the Eitzah of Pachis Pachis, maybe you would have done that. But the Eitzah, giving it to non-Jew, it could be you won't trust them, and therefore, it was not such a good Gzera. That's what Rashi learns. And Mara brings the Braisa that explains this muscle of Gotshusa or Machusa. Tanya. Moshul de Lez Lamadar Daima. What's Rabbi Eliezer's measuring cup Daima to? It's Daima to a Kupa, a Kupa Malaya Kashum Medulum. You have a basket that's full of gourds and cucumbers. So Adam Lasam Sechel Chardel, if you want to put in some mustard seeds, it fits. Vimach Zekas. It goes in between the gourds, and even though it's a full, very full basket, you can still add more things to it and still good. That's how Rabbi Eliezer looked at the Gzeiras of the Yud Ches Dava. And specifically this gzeira of giving it to a non-Jew instead of carrying itself pachas pachas dal ramas. Moshul de Rav Yeshua l'ma'a dava daima. What's Rav Yeshua's moshul similar to? La'areva mle'a dvash. You have this basket full of honey. If you put inside it pomegranates and nuts, then the dvash starts spilling out. Because when this style stuff goes in, the dvash spills out. So he's saying here also, when they made this gzeira, so they overdid it a little bit. And therefore, some of the gzeira fell out. You know, so it's like the some of the measuring cup came out. It spit it out. And he held that this wasn't the best gzeira because it comes out, Yidden will come to be oivah and divrei Torah. Taisvis does not like Rashi Pshat, and he holds that either Rabbah Rav Shua and Rabbi Eliezer are both saying it l'shvach, that it was a good gzeira. They're not saying it wasn't a good gzeira. They're both saying it is a good gzeira. But like upon him, that has the facts that l'chatchilo is supposed to give it to a non-Jew, the next step is divrei chamor, next step cheresh v'katan, and in a last resort, you could do pachos v'dalar amis. That's the last resort, and Shulchan Aruch passes like that. Taka Reish Shamach Vav Siv Zayin says, "Ein imoy shum echad mikol elu." If you don't have any of these aitzes, yitatenu pachos ba'ab amas. The dafka kisa yemetzia, dafka yawal to yemetzia shabal yodev, and loy bal yodev loy, but loy bal yodev not. But that's the halacha. And Rashi explains, "Hey, do pachos dal amas." Rashi says, "V'yamid lofush min time rega echad." You should stop and rest 1 minute. Lahafsik min time. Va'anochas gufu ganovas chayfitz. Ayin Shom, I'm reading the Mishabru, not Rashi Mishabru. That's the halacha l'maisa. Talk to Gemara Vayta. So now we're going to discuss the second Eitzah of the Chamar. Omar Mar, Ein Imay Nochri, if you don't have a non-Jew, Meniche al Chamar, you put it onto the Chamar, and the Chamar walks home with your packages. Through his Yosef Rabin. Fake the Marakasha. Avalei Mechamer. There's an Issa called Mechamer. If I do a Melacha together with my Behema, that's an Issa Mechamer. Chmona Omalei Sasa Ko Melacha. You now do a Melacha. The Sasa Melacha means that I'm allowed to have my animal do Melacha for me. And if he doesn't, not even my animal, any animal. And if that animal does something because I'm telling it to do it, I'm leading it and he's doing a Melacha, that's an Issa of Sasa Ko Melacha. And the Gemara's kash is, what happened to the Issa Mechamer? So the Rishonim asked, the Ran asked, why don't we ask from Shvisas Behemta? The Ran, in the back of Samach Vav, in the Dafei Arif, he brings down this kasha, he says, so he answers, we're talking about a behema that's not yours. The whole Issa Shvisas Behemta is only your own behema. But if it's not your own behema, no Issa Shvisas Behemta. So the Gemara doesn't ask, the Gemara could have easy teretz, that wasn't your behema. But the Lacha Mechamer is even that's not your behema. So the Gemara's kash is, how am I allowed to put it on this Chamar and have the Chamar bring it home for me? That's an Issa Mechamer. If I give something, put something on a Chamar to carry for me, that's an Issa Vesasakom Lacha Atavich Ovem Techa. So the Gemara, Amar Achaba Hava, Manicha Lek Eshima Lechas. You don't put it on while it's stopped. You put it on while it's walking. And since you put it on while it's walking, so it never made the Akira of a Hanacha. It was walking the whole time, so it never made Akira Hanacha. You put the package on while the Chamar is moving, and therefore it's never Akira Hanacha, so it's only Derabbanan. And therefore they were matted this Derabbanan, but Makoim Hefsid of Mishachach, so you shouldn't come to do a Deraisi yourself. Freitig Mar Akasha, Vayef Shaloi Kaim Elahash Demayim Ulahatul Glolim. It's impossible that it won't stop to be mash the mayim with the matal glolim. Once it stops, now it starts again. So it's a kira vanocha. It's a problem of chamer. It's doing a malacha for me. But a kira vanocha. So the Gemara in chenami kishim aleches when it's moving, menichalei put the package on it. Kishim aleches once it stops, noitlei meri take it off before it starts going again. And when it starts going again, you put it on. So that's the eitzah. The only way it's mutter with the chamer is you put it on while it's walking. Right, the Gemara kasha. If that's the case, even on your friend also, I can have my friend walking, I put on my friend, it's only the Rabbanon, and Jimoto, Amra Papa, Kol Shaguv Chayev Chatas, anything that if you do it himself, picked it up, and walked with it, Chayev Chatas, the Bechaveri part of Asa, when you do it with your friend, it's part of Asa, Shnayim Shasu. But Kol Shaguv part of Asa, but anything that's Shnayim Shasu, by Chaveroi, Bechamar Mutchatchila, by Chamar it's Mutter Lechatchila. And from the words of Gemara, it would sound like that the Issa Mechamer you don't have by the Rabbanon of Shnayim Shasua. But already the Rishonim speak out, the Taisvis in Psachim, I think, that speaks out that only here it's only Mutta, it's only out because Misha Hechshech, because there's a worry that he might do it himself. And therefore they mat this Rabbanon. But generally speaking, a Chamer can't even do a Rabbanon for you. And here, the reason why you can put it on while it's walking is because they're mat here, so you shouldn't come do it yourself. But still, on Chaveira is also. Because it's Shnayim Shasu, and that's awesome, the Rabbanon, you cannot do that. So the Eitz is to put on a Chamar while it's walking. That's how the Eitz of Chamar works. This is going to be another Eitzah that we didn't see yet. Because we had already an Eitzah of a Nachri, of a Chamar, Cherishat Vekatan, or Pachis, Pachis Al-Ames. We have another one right here. Oravad Bahava, another Eitzah. If the package is on your shoulder and you're walking, you realize, oh, it's almost Shabbos. What do? Rotz tachteha, you start running, and when Shabbos started, you were running, so you never made a kira of a hanacha, you never stopped. So you run straight after Megillah Lebeisai, and you run straight to your house. And therefore, it's not a kira of a hanacha, it's just a rabbin, so it's only a drabbanon, and that's mutter to do. And the Gemara says, Dafka rots, ava koli koli lo, you can't just walk regular. You know you're not going to stop, so why can't you just walk? What do you have to run for? Why? My time. Or what's the reason you have to run? Kiva and the less lehe keira. Since if you're just walking, there's no hecker, also the matter of kira nocha. You come to stop. You're not going to really say, oh, it's a little heavy, I'm stopping a second. And you come to a kira nocha. But here, if I tell you to run, that's not a normal thing. Oh, you remember, it's Shabbos. And therefore, you'll keep on running and you won't stop. Frank the Rishonim, the Ran, asks that what about a kiss? What about if you have a wallet? Can you do that? He says, no. By a wallet, you can't do that. Why not? Because it's not a hecker. It's very normal to run with a wallet in your pocket. But it's not normal to run with a sack of potatoes on your back. So therefore, it's only a hecker if you're running with a sack of potatoes. But with a wallet, it's not going to be a raya, and therefore it won't be a hecker. And it speaks to the Rambam even more. Ava rots because let's say a care of asur di loy tema achi listi mastis maitikanta. Why doesn't the Mishnah say this takana? Nine v'kis v'chidim lo rotsu laga loisa halimem v'gemar leil. Also that you don't want to tell. Why didn't the Gemara say it before? Teretz is this eitzah is exclusive eitzah to a package on your shoulder, not for a kiss, not for a wallet, and therefore wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah. It wasn't mentioned before as a thing they don't want to megala because it's a new type of thing. So what again is heter? Heter is you're not making kirva nacha, and since you're running, you won't make a mistake and make a kirva nacha. You can't run straight into your house. You have to knock on the door, tell them you're home. You're not going to have a door open. How do you know you're running home? You're going to run right into the house. You have to stop. So what's going on over here? So tomorrow, you get right near your house, you throw it towards your house, into the Rishus Yochid, and then it's in the Rishus Yochid. That's what you do. Because Yitaka have a shayla of a kir banach. It's impossible to walk into the house without stopping a second. So what you do is, the Zorak Lachiyad, you throw it like behind you. And that's how you throw it, and that's only the Rabbanim cause it's Klachayad. Adkan, the Eitzis that you do for Misha Hichshich, we had altogether 5 or 6 Eitzis that you could do. Now the Gemara's go back to the Issa of Mechamer. The Gemara mentioned before, it says in the Pasuk, L'sasa komalocha, ato, vincho, vitecha, avducha, v'amoscha, v'emtecha. And that comes to teach us, you're not allowed to do malocha with a behema, which means you're not allowed to be mechamer acha behema. You're not allowed to lead a behema to do some malocha for you. That's the iser of mechamer. So the Gemara says, Amar Amachama, what happens if someone does the iser mechamer on Shabbos? Hamechamer acha behemte v'shabbos, someone does work with his behema, and he sends, mechamer means like he leads the behema with a package on him on Shabbos. The halacha is, b'shoigi chayiv chatos, b'meizu chayiv skila. B'shoigi chayiv chatos, b'meizu chayiv skila. Basically saying it's like a regular iser melacha of Shabbos. It's not one of lamatas melachas, but it has the same status as lamatas melachas, yichayiv b'shoigi chatos, and meizu the skila. My time, what's the reason? What's the makar for this? It's not one of lamatas melachas. Amurava Domakro, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Isasa Komalocha Ato Uvem Techa, so you make a hekesh. Ato to Uvem Techa. Behem to Dumi Dede. Mahu, just like if he does a malocha on Shabbos, Beshay Chayv Chatas, Bemezi Chayv Skila, on Shaygi is Chayv Chatas, and Bemezi is Chayv Skila, Af Behem to Nami, Beshay Chayv Chatas, Bemezi Chayv Skila. His Behemo also, if he does a malocha with his Behemo, he's also Chayv Chatas, Beshaygi, and Bemezi is Chayv Skila. That's what Rabba wanted to say. Of course, Rabba wanted to say that. Amar Rava, shtei tshuvos bedava. He doesn't like Rama Chama says chayev achatos b'shoigig and mezi chayev skila. And we're saying the reason is because the hekesh to you. He says shtei tshuvos bedava. I have two kashas on this. Chada dechsiv, the parasha of chatos. The whole parasha of chatos learned out of Avodah Zarah, and there it says Torah achasil lachem lo isev eshkaga v'anefesh as tasev yad Rama. That's what the pasuk says. And it says the lashon isev eshkaga, which is lashon asiyah. And hukshakal Torah kula v'rezara. There's a hekesh. Kala Torah kula is chatas. There's a hekesh tav v'rezara. My v'rezara dav v'maisa v'gufa. This v'rezara has to be a maisa v'rezara v'yaguf. It says the oisa v'shkaga. Hachin Amr, the Ova Maisa Begufe. And not by a Chamor, by Mechamer, there's not Maisa Begufe, it's a Maisa Adeh Behema. So he's saying, first of all, it's not Doimer Tavar Ezar, so how can we Chayav Echatas? Va'oid, another Kasha, Tanan, learned in the Mishnah, in Mechsech Sanhedrin, HaMechal Es HaShabbos V'dova Shchayav HaShogeg Echatas V'Zonin Skilo, if you Mechal Shabbos in something that's Chayav Shogeg Echatas V'Shogeg and Skilo V'Mezid, then it loch is that they're hung. But what's mashma over there? That what? It's mashma over there, or the chiv kares, whatever ayin sham. But it's mashma over there. Mechlal the ikem midi the ain chayyav mashugah chatas loy the skila. It's mashma that there is something that is a Shabbos that doesn't have a chiv chatas and a chiv skila. It says mechal Shabbos and something that's chayyav chatas and chayyav skila. Then the loch is so that's netalim, whatever the loch is over there. That's the halacha, but it's mashma. There are some kind of chil Shabbos that doesn't have chiv chatas chiv skila. What are we talking about? Aren't we talking about mechamer? Or mind you, so mechal di kemi dein chayav mashugah chatas v'lo yasun skila. Mind you, lav the mechamer. Isn't it lav the mechamer? That's an example of something you're not chayav chatas or chayav skila. Meloi doesn't mean mechamer. It means tchumim li Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is of the shita that holds that tchumim is the araisa. Tchumim is the araisa. So according to Rabbi Kiva, holds that tchumim is the araisa. That's an example of something that's not chayiv shogig chatas and not chayiv skila. Why not? Because not one alam tes malachas, and you don't have a hekesh there. So that's why it's different than mechamer. So what the Mishnah says that the Ara Shabbos that doesn't have chatas and skila means tchumim or v'havara li Rabbi Yosi. Or according to Rabbi Yosi, it learns that havara le lav yotzis. It says the pasuk is havara es b'chol moed v'seichem, and the question is why is the punct specify the lav of Havara, which is making a fire on Shabbos, and Rav Yosi learns is teaching us that does not chayav skila; it's only a lav. So that's another example of it's a Shabbos doesn't have skila and chatas, but lav the mechamer could be. So the second taina of Rav is not a good taina. The first taina there's no teretz to it. He says the chayav is not like a verizara, but the second taina you have a teretz to. Walk upon him. That is Rav and Vachom Ashita that you chayav from mechamer both chatas and skila.